Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hope you're having a fantastic Wisconsin weekend. Thanks for making us part of it here on Experience Wisconsin. A little bit later on, it is the Tourism Secretary, Ann Sayers. First, let's head to Jefferson, the Executive Director of the Jefferson Area Chamber of Commerce and Executive Director of Tourism for the City of Jefferson is Lori Strachey, and Lori is with us. Lori, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Jefferson gearing up for Independence Day week, all the celebrations. Tell us what you have planned.
Absolutely. Jefferson's Independence Week celebration begins on Thursday, June 25th, as our community celebrates Jefferson's 190th birthday. The evening features the Main Street Big Band performing at 6:30 p.m. at Rotary Waterfront Park, along with free birthday cake for everyone attending. The celebration continues on Saturday, June 27th, with Jefferson's America's 250th celebration, once again at Rotary Waterfront Park. The day begins with a motorcycle ride at 9 a.m., followed by a full afternoon and evening of family-friendly entertainment. Guests can enjoy the Jefferson's Lions Club shrimp boil, free boat rides on the Rock River, a dunk tank, live music throughout the day, and bands starting at 2 p.m. featuring Hurricane Gumbo Zydeco Band, Twang Dragons, and the Pink Houses. There will be food and beverages available for purchase throughout the day, and the evening concludes with a spectacular drone show at dusk along the Rock River. On Thursday, July 2nd, you can enjoy a free concert at In the Park featuring the playlist at 6:30 p.m., and then on Friday, July 3rd, experience First Fridays in historic downtown Jefferson, where local shops stay open late and visitors can stroll downtown, shop, dine, and enjoy the community atmosphere before the holiday weekend. Also on July 3rd, there'll actually be a wreath-laying ceremony at Greenwood Cemetery at 2 p.m. to honor Private Elida Brown, who is a veteran of the American Revolutionary War, who is buried right here in Jefferson. Independence Week wraps up with a celebration of fireworks display in the evening at the Jefferson County Fair Park.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. So patriotic, so family friendly. I also want to ask you about the Concerts in the Park series. This has really become a cool summer tradition. Tell us about Concerts in the Park.
Yes, each week on Thursday evenings, the Jefferson Live Music Foundation hosts free concerts in the park. These concerts are held every Thursday through August at the Rotary Park, and concerts begin at 6:30 p.m. There's free admission and plenty of free parking with concessions available for purchase for everyone in the family. And each week features a different genre of music, offering something for everyone's taste to enjoy and discover throughout the end season. So we encourage everyone to bring a lawn chair and the family and join us.
I love it. That's so fun. Lori Strachey's with us from Jefferson. The Jefferson County Fair is also a big deal. Give us some of the highlights of the fair.
The Jefferson County Fair is going to return on July 8th through the 12th. There has been a fair in Jefferson County since 1853.
Wow.
And fair food is always a fair favorite, as we know, with a strong lineup of classic favorites this year, along with new vendors to provide options for every day of the fair. We have several items that are making their fair their first. So including this year, a stand-up comedy showcase in the grandstand on Friday, a bingo bash that's happening on Sunday, and the Queen City Stunt Circus will be providing jaw-dropping stunts and entertainment all week. There's three tractor pulls. There's a truck pull. There's a horse pull on Saturday. We're featuring bulls and barrels. And, of course, there's going to be a demo derby on Sunday. And the best part about the Jefferson County Fair is that all shows are included with the admission ticket. So this includes the truck and tractor pulls, the rodeo events, and everything. So, and parking is free, too, so that's an extra bonus. And people can visit the entire schedule at jcfairpark.com for all the event times and information.
It's that easy. Also wanted to ask you about a really cool, unique Japanese cultural experience this summer. Take us inside that. Tell us about it.
One of Jefferson's most unique summer events takes place on Saturday, July 18th, with the second annual Kikkoman Cookout. This is held along the beautiful Rock River in downtown Jefferson from 1 to 5 p.m. This is a one-of-a-kind premier event that combines food, culture, and family fun. Visitors can enjoy Japanese cultural performances, including the powerful rhythms of taiko drumming and the beautiful sounds of koto string music. There will be family-friendly activities all day, which include a watermelon smash, which is similar to our version of piñata. Mm-hmm. There's origami folding. There's a wind chime craft station and a kimono photo booth that are being featured this year. Admission and parking are free for this event, and if patrons wish, they can purchase a $10 ticket for a chef sampling, which will include 10 unique food samplings prepared by local chefs, each featuring a different Kikkoman sauce. It's a fantastic opportunity to experience a creative culinary flavors, and tickets can be purchased online at jeffersonchamberwi.com. And we'll also have additional food and beverages available from food trucks serving both American and Japanese cuisine, including some Japanese beer from Asahi.
For information on all the great stuff happening this summer, you heard the website, jeffersonchamberwi.com. Lori Strock is the executive director of the chamber. Lori, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.